Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome to Going In Raw, special report, special edition, Kenny the Cleaner edition.
Yes, you get to fulfill your dream that you mentioned yesterday, or sorry, today on the dirt sheet, about being a news anchor.
Yeah, I know.
Because we have breaking news.
We have breaking news, which will probably be a couple hours not so breaking by the time this actually makes its way into your hands, but we're going to make this short and sweet. So today on the Dirt Sheet, we talked about some comments that Kenny Omega, of course, the main event star, co-star of Wrestle Kingdom 11, made in regards to the WWE and how he'd rather be a legend he'd rather be the legend who never went to the WWE than be a cog in the machine. And then, so this morning, right when we were about to put the Dirt Sheet up, which we did, he tweeted out...
Well, I had the tweets in front of me. He posted them at 2:35 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty early for us.
Yeah, wait, for us. But if he's in Japan, that's like probably 5 in the afternoon or so?
Something like that.
Yeah.
He posted two tweets. The first one said, "I will be stepping away from Japan to reassess my future. The path of my journey may change, but my goals will not."
Ooh, and there's a picture of the... he loves the Terminator, man. Of the of Arnold's thumbs up.
Yeah.
As he's sinking into the lava.
Yeah, and then he followed up that tweet with another saying, "There is no plan. My schedule is cleared. I'm weighing all options. I have a lot to consider. Thanks for the patience and support."
Yeah, yeah.
So, which of course, like, set off mass speculation across the wrestling internet.
Well, because he's hardcore New Japan, like everything he's been saying over the past year, especially since his stars started shining extra bright, has indicated that he has zero intention of leaving New Japan. He talks about loyalty, he talks about the culture, he talks about the country. So this is kind of a pretty big shocker.
Yeah.
The only other things we have to go on, information or videos since Wrestle Kingdom, which is only two nights ago, was the Elite, their YouTube channel. Of course, the Elite is Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. They put up a comical Tokyo Dome Fallout video where they're all sort of opining about the loss.
Lamenting
the loss of their titles. And then Adam Cole shows up. Adam Cole, Bebe, shows up. And he's all happy because he won his title back. And, you know, it's comedic and it's funny. And they're all sort of making fun of the fact that they all lost. And then, of course, there was the New Year's Dash yesterday, which was the New Japan post-Wrestle Kingdom show. Mm-hmm. And he showed up there. He tried to bring Scott Norton over from Team 2000 into Bullet Club.
Yes.
And he declined, but it was again kind of a comical appearance for Kenny Omega. I guess what's kind of note of that is that Okada now seems to the current champion Okada seems to be in a feud with Suzuki Gun.
Yes.
Which would seem to indicate that Omega is not going to get a rematch anytime soon. But, you know, according to Dave Meltzer, he said it made all the sense in the world for Omega to pick up the title in June, before they make this big sort of international splash. So I have no idea. The only thing we know about his contract is that it possibly, was set to expire this month, and we hadn't heard anything about a contract, extension. So that's kind of all we have to go on right now.
Yes. Based on very little information. Mm-hmm. Of course, everybody's speculating where he's going to go to next.
Yeah.
He recently, we spoke about this earlier today on the Dirt Sheet, where he spoke to Sports Illustrated Dexter Mustard, and you mentioned that he was critical of the WWE product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at no point in that interview did he ever say that he would never entertain a WWE offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I suppose, in one sense, that option is still on the table. Maybe he can go to Ring of Honor. Maybe that was kind of teased with that Elite video you just mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's just taking a break. We don't know.
I would seriously suspect that he would. I mean, I don't know how he feels. Like, you know, obviously I'm not in his head. Nobody is. But Ring of Honor seems like such a step down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not the American equivalent to New Japan. The only American equivalent to New Japan is WWE.
Yes.
So that would, I don't know. Anything right now that isn't WWE is a step down. It makes me wonder if, I mean, again, like we said, we don't know where his head is, but it's interesting to me that he would be, like, at this point, we're coming off of Wrestle Kingdom on a different page than New Japan. Maybe it's a kind of a, I don't know, like a CM Punk situation where he's like, you know, I've killed myself for you guys and I want some form of, I mean, if his contract is literally set to expire and they said, okay, well, after Wrestle Kingdom, you know, show us what you got at Wrestle Kingdom and then we'll take a look. And maybe is it possible they lowballed him? I have no idea. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, right now his stock is at an all-time high.
It's at an all-time. He's literally coming off the best match maybe in history.
Yeah, so he can pretty much, you would think, name his terms.
I would think so. He did say, like, you know, in the tweet, he did say there is no plan right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that means there is a plan. He just doesn't want to tell. I did read somewhere that New Japan is also famously very sort of they really don't like their guys talking to other companies for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But while they're under contract. So I don't know. I mean, this could be the kind of thing where he felt disrespected by a contract. It could be the kind of thing where he's. I mean, it's hard for me to think that he's feeling burnt out in New Japan, and so he's thinking, "Oh, I want to jump to the WWE."
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, so, he's a savvy business guy that has a really keen understanding of the business and where it's going.
Right.
So maybe it's just an instance where he realizes, "All right, my stock arguably can't get any higher than it is right now. It's time for me to make the best business decision for me."
Let's see what options are out there. And he, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's what he says. He's going to look at his options.
Yeah.
So that could be exactly what it is. And what better bargaining chip than to tweet out, I'm stepping away.
Yeah.
You know? So it's very interesting to see how, you know, this time last year is when there was rumors and, you know, that AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura and the club and Gallows and Anderson were stepping away from New Japan. And then there was some weird shit where the AJ was talking about going back to TNA. That evidently turned out to be just a bunch of miscommunication, apparently, and then he ended up debuting at the Royal Rumble. So would it surprise me to see him at the Rumble? Yeah. But at this point, I guess not also.
Yeah, I know.
I was
thinking about this morning, you know, we have been scratching our head trying to decide or predict a WrestleMania opponent for AJ Styles, assuming he drops the belt to Cena at the Rumble.
Yeah.
What if Kenny Omega is that opponent?
At this point, anything's likely. I mean, the WWE's been hitting him hardcore with...
Yep.
And the comments in Sports Illustrated could even be twisted into a work. You know, he could say, nobody's raising their game. I just put on the best match ever, and I'm here to show everybody how it's done. I mean, it's as simple as that. So that could be turned into a work. maybe that was his plan all along. Who knows?
Yeah.
But maybe his 6-star showing at Wrestle Kingdom is exactly what he wanted to do, and then bow out and go to the WWE and make a big stink there.
Could be.
And then this entire time was just a big work. Who knows? He's a walking dream match. In his prime. So that, you know, he could basically rule the land in the WWE if he really wanted to.
Yep.
So, like you said, his stock's at an all-time high, so that could give him even the leeway to get some sort of, you know, creative control clause in his contract as well, I would think. I'm not sure. I mean, I doubt anybody since Hogan has had, like, real creative control, but then again, I'm not sure. I don't know how who has those kind of clauses in their contracts anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think that, Ryback was talking about Triple H saying, we don't want people to have economic freedom. I would think that they'd say, you know, we don't want people to have, you know, creative control clauses. Because Vince wants to do what Vince wants to do. So, yeah. Did you hear Chris Hero's back?
Yeah, I saw that.
Cassius, apparently they are going to dub him Cassius Ohno. I wonder if that's going to be a thing. If he's going to be like, you guys want to call me Cassius Ohno, but everybody knows me. I'm Chris Hero. It makes you wonder. Because nobody remember, like the hardcore people know Cassius Ohno's name. And I guess that's the same people who know Chris Hero, who know who Chris Hero is. Probably. But I don't know. I'm like, everybody, it's so funny when Triple H posted that picture of him and Chris Hero. Every single comment was, his name is Chris Hero. Damn it. Just do Chris Hero like we want him to do. So anyways.
Maybe Chris Hero just doesn't want to license out his name.
Maybe Chris Hero doesn't like making giant sacks of money. Is that what you're saying?
No, maybe part of his contract is that he gets to keep his pro wrestling tees shop open as Chris Hero.
That could be. I don't know. So anyways, interesting stuff. We won't spoil NXT. We're going to still do our NXT recaps. Did you read the spoilers last night, though?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but me too.
The Chris Hero thing doesn't happen for 3 weeks yet.
Yeah, I know. It's going to happen.
But WWE already spoiled it, so it's not a spoiler.
Yeah, I know. They did. And we won't say what happened. You guys can check it out. The spoilers are online if you want to. Anyways, I just thought it was funny. So anyways, that's it for now. Interesting little side note to our dirt sheet today, and we'll put this up, and you guys can digest it and let us know what you think in the comments.
And if any other news or rumors, you know, happens over the weekend, we'll report on it on Monday.
That's right, absolutely. And until then, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
All right, send me your file. I'll put it together. All right.